ничего не пишите.
Не пишите.
Ничего не читайте.
Читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего
не печатайте.
That's Luciano on Easy Star Records, pre-release, and it's called Hopes on High. And an email here from Dan Hall saying, play that track by Pico, can't remember the title, too many scribbles, not enough order, can't find the track anywhere. This is my attempt at begging. Well, obviously, I've been playing one or two recently, so I'm not quite sure which one it is that you mean. Probably Chard, that's the one which I've been playing most frequently. It's called Chard, and that's the place in Somerset or somewhere. Anyway, in the post this very day, I got a new CD from Pico, but it was so neatly wrapped up and so well wrapped up that I've not been able to get into it. But I'll persist and hopefully play tracks from it next week. Perhaps you ought to get Pico to come up and do something at the house sometime. Is that a good idea? Are you listening? Are you watching?
I booked it for a session.
You booked it for a session. All right, fair enough. Okay, well. But tomorrow, Kat Powell will be at Peel Acres for the programme. And just to remind you what she does, this is from her covers record on Matador.
Would you let me walk down your street? Night for I want to Can I fluff our words on the fourth of every single July?
Closet, kidder. Where do you keep yours? Under the bed?
Which closet? In here?
Hey, wait a minute, you.
Get your hands off of me.
Let me see your warrant. It better be good or you're going out of here on your head.
Take your hands off me, Eddie.
Let's see that warrant.
All right, I got a warrant, Eddie. Here.
Birth is not a...
You can't run, though, 'cause I'm wanting you.
12-inch on Intercom Records from Tommy Knocker, You Can't Hide. And before that, it was Cat Power, and she's going to be on the programme tomorrow night from Peel Acres. Naked If I Want To is the title of the tune there, of course, from the covers record on Matador Records. And let's see what we've got here in the emails. This one from Jen, saying, Jen Earle, it says, thanks for the mention of the GCSE results 11 hours ago, and then I should be holding mine in my hands. Scary, keep up the good work. And can you please give a special mention to my friend Zilad, and I'm sure that's mispronounced as well, in Hungary, who alerted me to the splendid level of quality in your show. That's quite nice, isn't it? You know, when you get people from Hungary emailing people in this country to say, hey, there's a programme you perhaps should listen to. And let us know, Jen, tomorrow, how you get on. Because I do feel like people's dad. I mean, I do. Obviously, I am some people's dad, you know, but I hate seeing people kind of anxious and worried and scared about the things that are going to happen to them. You always want to go and put your arm around and say, it'll be all right, you know, and usually, of course, it is. What? What's this? Oh, I see, all right. this is an email from Hazel in Hanwell, reference the two versions of Bad Moon Rising that I play, and Hazel says, I swear that in both versions there was a bathroom on the right. There you go. And indeed, that is the case. These are the Soledad Brothers, produced by Anita's best mate. This is Rock Me Slow. Mr. Jack White.
Say when a boy meets a girl, they take a trip right around the world. A passing glance and a little smile, won't you stay just a little while? Ride me steady, don't you let me go. Coo 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 me, won't you ride me slow? Oh yeah, won't you ride me slow? Oh yeah. Starting catching by the tail, tell me where the silent whale. On a movie, that's where you are. Overdrive me in your rock and roll car. Rock me steady like I know you can. Cha-cha-cha me to the promised land. Oh yeah, to the promised land.
Solo Doubt Brothers on Estrus Records, and that's Rock Me Slow. And an email here from Anthony Felton in Glastonbury says, are the Accidental Heroes as good live as they sound on record? I don't think we know the answer to that, because I've never seen them in action. Perhaps we should try and get... I keep saying this in a rather irresponsible way in the middle of the programme without checking with Anita, the producer, first, but we'll look into that. What? We've asked them, have we? What do they say?
Yeah.
Oh, right, OK. Well, yes to what? That, yes, would they buy us a drink, or yes, would they do something,
do
for,
something for the
program? Oh, right, OK. This is from Bury St Edmunds. It's Blue Gandy again. Track's called Oblivious.
Won't you have some jelly rolls? cat looks so good to me, he can have his jelly roll free. To taste just a one more time. Sorry, handsome, all sold out.
Well, what to make of that? That's the Granby Street development, and it's from yet another compilation LP, Superfunk 2 from Ace Records, and Jelly Roll, pretty logically, the title of it. And an email from, actually, which we got earlier in the programme, and I should have mentioned earlier too, from David Quatermain, saying, just thought I'd let you know how much I enjoyed the Saloon session last night, nearly as much as the Strokes the other week. Any chance of the session being repeated? I assume you mean the Saloon. We haven't really got around to thinking about that, but obviously the Strokes happening tonight. And he said, I'll probably be in bed listening from 10:45 onwards, so can you wish my girlfriend Monica goodnight for me and play her something to send her to sleep? Nothing on this programme is designed to send people to sleep, but seeing as you mentioned the Strokes, we'll play the last one for her. This is for you, Monica. It's called Someday.
I'm not afraid to die.
Well, maybe one of these days we'll get them in to do something else for the program, a second session or a live or something. Let's hope they don't get too big. It is disappointing, you know, when bands get too big for the program, as they sometimes do, inevitably. Not usually the band's fault, we find, but management people, record company people interfere and say, don't bother doing that Peel thing. It really doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Obviously, we do. But those were the Strokes, and let's hope they don't do that. That's called Someday. And this is Scared of Chaka.
Thank you.
And that's another record on More Music, M-O-R-R Music, this time by Solvent. And the LP seems to be called Solvent City. Well, why not? And the track was That'll Be 49 Cents. Here's something from Certificate 18. Broke a fingernail. Industrial Injuries Compensation Board.
The black, the black, the black, the black, the black, the black.
That's TB, and it's on Hidden Rooms Volume 3 from Certificate 18 Records, Black Rain. And last night I played you the B-side of a new single by The Fall, and it seemed to go down pretty well with the consumers. So here it is again. It's on Flitic Records, only 500 copies. Going to be hard to find one. We tried to get some to give away, but we couldn't get as many as we wanted. That's up entirely up to them. Obviously, they're quite within their rights. But there you go. I Wake Up in the City.
I look around to see who's with me. All the thoughts that pollute me. Canal and a gallery. How many of you are stable? And the proximity. The deputy director is the commander chief. Sound out. The bell and the bushes have run grown. Don't keep laughing. Can you give a dog a bone? Jesus had a tail. And Joe Costa was the same. Now I'm in the center. And the dollar bill came out backwards. And the new note 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 came out backwards.
On top of the moon at 9 to 11. So how do you cope with
it? Well, I think it is taxi. I think you'll find across the country that some schools are delivering not just 2 hours but even more, and it's very good quality, and other schools are not delivering the amount of time they should be. So now it has to be an entitlement. Every youngster must get that 2 hours of good quality, and I'm under development in four different areas of sport, so that it's not
curriculum, they're overcrowded, and that's why sport elected me. And teachers, given the chance, will provide the time.
Okay,
well, let me just say one other thing. We've also got to recognise that for many youngsters, especially in the early teens,
by the drop box stable, no more stable.
That's The Fall, and on Flitwick Records, a 7-inch called I'll Wake Up in the City. We just had an email from Flitwick Records, and after all, they pay for it all and make the records and give them away, so it's up to them to do as they please, and all of them are now spoken for, so there's no point in emailing now, because the last ones are already on their way out to the people who emailed for copies in the first place. But we'll certainly play the record again, and the A-side as well at some stage, so you'll be able to hear it on the radio, even if you can't get your hands on a copy of it. And here's a really spooky record with which to end tonight's programme.
Tonight, are you afraid tonight he's going to come back and harm you or anyone?
The door, the sliding glass door, the balcony door is like off track, because I locked every other door in the house yesterday and it wouldn't lock. That was the only one that wouldn't lock, so he must have climbed up the roof and came in, smashed up the portrait, got his hand all bloody, took like 20 Valiums or 15 Valium, and was like, and then he came back later on and I totally fucked up, couldn't even walk.
Has he been stalking you or?
Yeah.
This is the recall service for 0795. Please enter your security code. You have one message.
Me. Where did it happen? Right here?
In my bedroom.
Okay.
And,
did he say anything when he's strangling you?
He was saying, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, he's not going to just forget about you. He's going to get even. Right?
Yeah.
If you see him at all, you make sure the police come out. You don't let him back into your house again. If he calls you, you call the police and you file a report, you know, for him harassing you on the telephone. You've got to start documenting this or you're going to end up dead. Right? We may not end up finding him. He's hiding somewhere.
He's hiding?
Yeah, we don't have him.
Did you go to the house?
Yeah, we did. He wasn't there. So, thing is, you've got to start documenting this or you're going to end up dead.
Okay.
You know, he may come back later, so that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful. This isn't over with yet.
you've got to start documenting this or you're going to end up dead.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Okay? You've got to start documenting this or you're going to end up dead.
That's the King of Woolworth. It's called Stalker Song. Coming up next, Giles Peterson. Thanks very much for listening.
Radio 1.
At 12 midnight, it's Lindley Gooden.
The countdown's on to the British mission in Macedonia.
Radio 1 News News.
3,500 soldiers have begun flying out to the Balkans to help keep the peace in Macedonia.
I want it!